Dear friends, greetings in the name of Jesus. The Easter season has drawn to a close. This Sunday is Pentecost, when we especially remember the coming of the Holy Spirit. While we acknowledge the Holy Spirit throughout the divine service every week, we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about Him. And there's a reason for this. He doesn't really want us to. The Holy Spirit comes to point us to Jesus. As Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 14, He will glorify me, for He will take what is mine and declare it to you. How does the Holy Spirit declare what is Christ's? He declares with words, namely, the Word of God. In fact, if you read through the Pentecost account in Acts chapter 2, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does. Through the apostles' preaching, the Spirit works repentance and faith in those who are listening. And then He gathers them into the church by baptism and keeps them in the faith by the Word and by the Holy Communion, the breaking of the bread. And this is why the Small Catechism sums up the Holy Spirit's work by saying that He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. All of this explains our worship. We remember our baptism, we hear the Word, and we receive the Supper. And so the Holy Spirit is at work. So the Holy Spirit continues to gather us in and keep us, and will continue to keep you by the Word in this recorded service today. A blessed Pentecost to you, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. The opening hymn is, O Holy Spirit, Enter In, hymn 913. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray the litany. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, hear us. God the Father in heaven, have mercy. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy. Be gracious to us,
Spare us, good Lord. Be gracious to us. Help us, good Lord. From all sin, from all error, from all evil, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, from pestilence and famine, from war and bloodshed, from sedition and from rebellion, from lightning and tempest, from all calamity by fire and water, and from everlasting death, good Lord, deliver us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, help us, good Lord. In all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment, help us, good Lord. We poor sinners implore you to hear us, good Lord. To rule and govern your holy Christian church, to preserve all pastors and ministers of your church in the true knowledge and understanding of your wholesome word, and to sustain them in holy living, to put an end to all schisms and causes of offense, to bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived, to beat down Satan under our feet, to send faithful laborers into your harvest, and to accompany your word with your grace and spirit, we implore you to hear us, good Lord. To raise those who fall, and to strengthen those who stand, and to comfort and help the weak-hearted and the distressed, we implore you to hear us, good Lord. To give to all peoples concord and peace, to preserve our land from discord and strife, to give our country your protection in every time of need, to direct and defend our president and all in authority, to bless and protect our magistrates and all our people, to watch over and help all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation, to protect and guide all who travel, to grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness in their blessings, to defend all orphans and widows and provide for them, to strengthen and keep all sick persons and young children, to free those in bondage and to have mercy on us all, we implore you to hear us, good Lord. To forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts, to give and preserve for our use the kindly fruits of the earth, and graciously to hear our prayers, we implore you to hear us, good Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we implore you to hear us. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. O Christ, hear us. O Lord, have mercy. O Christ, have mercy. O Lord, have mercy. Amen.
Today's intro is selected verses from Psalm 104.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for the festival of Pentecost is from Numbers chapter 11. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad. And the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. With the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." The Holy Gospel for the Feast of Pentecost is from John chapter 7. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess the Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our sermon hymn is "Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord," hymn 497.
Come, Holy Ghost, God and Lord, with all your graces now outpoured on each believer's mind and heart. Your fervent love to them impart. Lord, by the brightness of your light, in holy faith your church unite. From every land and every tongue, this
Praise to your praise, O Lord, our God, be sung. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Light, guide divine, now cause the word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright, and call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free. Let none but Christ our Master be, that we in living faith abide. In him our Lord with all our might confide. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, holy fire, comfort true. Grant us the will your work to do, and in your service to abide. Let trials turn us not aside. Lord, by your power prepare each heart, and to our weakness strength impart, that bravely here we may contend. Through life and death to you, our Lord, ascend. Alleluia, alleluia.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus stands up on the last day, the great day of the Feast of Booths. This is the annual feast where the Jews remember how God led and cared for them in the wilderness. For 40 years, their clothes and shoes did not wear out. Where they didn't have food, he rained manna from heaven on them and brought quail to the camp. And occasionally, where they had no water to drink, he sweetened bitter water miraculously or made it flow from a rock. The people remember all of this at the Feast of Booths. In fact, every morning of the feast begins with the water ceremony. The priests draw water from a pool, carry it to the temple, and pour it out as a thank offering to God. It isn't just to remember how he provided water in the wilderness. The ceremony is paired with Isaiah 12, verse 3, which reads, "And you shall draw waters with joy from the wells of salvation." This time around in our gospel lesson, on the last day of the feast, the great day of the feast, as people reflect that it was God who provides water and salvation, Jesus stands up and cries out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." And I like to imagine a silence after the cry as people digest these words, because there seems to be an obvious big question. Why would you go to Jesus for water and salvation unless Jesus is, in fact, God? And Jesus is, in fact, God. He's the same Lord who led them through the wilderness, who sent manna and quail, who provided water during the journey. And here he is in the flesh and among the crowds at the feast, declaring that he still has life and salvation to give. Then he adds to this, he also says, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." He declares that he will give living water to those who thirst, and they will give it to others. They won't run out either. "Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water," says Jesus. So what does this mean? John provides an explanation in the next verse. He writes, "Now this Jesus said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Jesus is talking about the Spirit, says John. Whoever believes in Jesus receives the Holy Spirit. And whoever receives the Holy Spirit, through him the Holy Spirit will flow to others. But, John adds, this has yet to take place when Jesus says it, because Jesus has not yet been glorified. In this text, Jesus is speaking of Pentecost. He is glorified on the cross, because although it looks anything but glorious, Jesus' glory is found in his sacrifice for the sins of the world, in his love for you and me. Risen again and before he ascends into heaven, Jesus tells the disciples to remain in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes. And you hear of the Spirit's arrival in Acts 2. The disciples and others are gathered together, and the Holy Spirit arrives with the sound of a loud rushing wind, and tongues of fire appear above their heads. As promised by the Lord with the words that he spoke, the Holy Spirit has now come upon the disciples. And then, as foretold by Jesus, rivers of living water pour out of them to others. In other words, they begin to preach about Jesus to the gathering crowds, speaking in many languages as the gathering of disciples from all nations begins. As they preach that word, the Holy Spirit does what the Holy Spirit does. He works through that word to bring hearers to repentance and faith. And so that day, 3,000 hear that word and are baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. That day of Pentecost is quite a day, what with the wind and the fire, the preaching and the baptisms, as well as the coming of the Holy Spirit. And you might find yourself wondering why Christianity today can't be more like that. So I will ask you this. Do you know what you're missing from the day of Pentecost in Acts 2? You're missing a loud rushing wind. We have little tongues, little flames of fire. Well, they're not on your heads, but they're on the candles up front, and yes, we lit them. They didn't spontaneously ignite. But the whole reason for those tongues of fire on Pentecost in Acts 2 was to announce and remind that God himself was present and at work. And that's why we light candles at church, to remind you that God is at present and at work here. But if we forget the candles, it doesn't stop God from working. He is still present and here to save. We don't really have a loud rushing wind, a gentle breeze with the windows open maybe, or I suppose we could put the ceiling fans on high. But again, God is at work when the air is still, so the loud rushing wind, that's no big loss. And that's really all you're missing. You've got the Word of God, and if you've got the Word of God, you've got the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit works by means of God's holy Word. You've got holy baptism, where you are born again by water and the Spirit. So if you're short on fire and wind, that's no big thing, because fire and wind don't make anyone holy. The Holy Spirit does that in the means of grace. And those you have aplenty. When Jesus cries out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink," you're included. And because you could not come to him by your own reason or strength, the Holy Spirit called you by the gospel and enlightened you with his gifts. He has sanctified you, and he keeps you in the one true faith, even as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus in the one true faith. But that's not all. When Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water," he's also speaking of you. Because he has given you living water, it pours out of you. As the Holy Spirit has been given to you, so the Holy Spirit goes forth from you to others. How? By the word of God that you speak. When you say the creed or sing a hymn, as you sing of Christ, the Spirit goes forth.
When you speak of Jesus to another at the coffee shop, the Holy Spirit goes forth in that word to give life and salvation. Now, it's one of the greatest tricks of the sinful nature that we tend to think of speaking the gospel to others as the great burden that the Lord has put upon us. But it is not so. The Lord has given you a high honor as his people to deliver his word with his life and salvation and spirit to others. No wonder the old Adam hates the idea so much. How much we should repent of our hesitation. My friends, rejoice this day. The Lord has poured out his Spirit upon you in his means of grace. And now the Spirit keeps you in the faith and flows forth from you whenever you voice the Lord's word. Do not be silent, but as much as you use your voice, rejoice to use your ears. Rejoice to hear of Christ, for that is the Holy Spirit's gift to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have blessed us in love with the Savior to whom the nations cry, and in whom is forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Grant to us, your Holy Spirit, the Comforter whom you have promised, that we and all who call upon his name shall be saved. Help us to treasure in our hearts your mercy and to give ourselves fully to your service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have promised the thirsty will drink and from the empty will flow forth rivers of living water. Help us to show forth in holy lives the fruits of the Spirit and to live with love toward our neighbor. Give us a servant's heart that does not seek our own way, but walks on the path of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have promised to make one people from the many. Take from us all pride, prejudice, and hate, that we may not hinder the cause of the gospel by our shame, but give welcome to all people in the name of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you have ordered all things in heaven and on earth. Bless Donald, our president, Brad, our governor, the Congress of the United States, and all elected and appointed civil servants, that the rule of law may protect the weak, preserve life from conception to its natural end, and peace may reign for the benefit of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, have mercy and spare us. Put an end to the pandemic and restore the communities of the world to their common life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you carry the burdens of our lives in your hands. Deliver from illness and suffering all who cry to you for release. Hear us on behalf of the sick, the dying, and those who mourn, especially Julie, Shirley, Matthew and Timothy, Marlene, Steve, Ray, Tammy, and those who we name in our private thoughts and prayers. Answer your people, O Lord, and deliver them from their infirmities and their grief by your grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, your word endures forever. Give us grace so that we may be united in doctrine and in the fellowship of your table, and that we might bear with one another in love, confessing Christ boldly and living together in faith and love until our Lord returns in his glory to bring all things to their appointed completion when we will dwell in his house forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, hear your people for the sake of him who loved us even to death, and who lives to call to himself all who will be saved. You know what we need and those things we should ask in your name. Grant them to us for the sake of our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant to your church your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom that comes down from above, that your word may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is Creator Spirit, by whose aid, hymn 500. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.